Freedom, A Letter of Transmittal, written by Z. Charnot, October 27, 1988. Addressed to the Honorable House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, K1A 0A6. This was with mail-outs to the House of Commons and electorates province-wide, enclosed with the document Freedom From, To, Of, For, and With. Attention. Regarding enclosed documents related to the environment crisis. Call for a hearing. In a few weeks, we will host another workshop for the Ecology of Knowledge Network, an arm of the Association for the Study of Man-Environment Relations, an affiliate of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. We hosted the fall conferences for the same group last November. We convened a conference in May titled Environmental Crisis Options, Ecosystems. The resolutions of that conference were distributed to the heads of state of the G7 Economic Summit, heading Apolitical Yet Socially Responsible. We are apolitical yet socially responsible. We are heedful of the need for international communication and coordination, a federal function in response to the environmental crisis options we face. The means and the basis of that communication lies outside our commitment. The means and the basis of that communication lies very much within the realm of partisan politics. We are very appreciative of the sincerity and integrity of individual political persons. We are, however, very concerned about the consequences of a competitive, adversarial political process in this case. This kind of a process may be appropriate in many spheres of a democratic society. However, this environmental crisis requires a moral attitude that transcends ideological preferences. Heading: Environmental Issue Statements in Point Form. We would like to transmit to you a few brief statements in point form in support of the urgent need for a hearing on environmental issues. Each issue is supported by consensus science. I have some scientific work on the global climate, which is being reviewed by peers right now, but this isn't yet ready for public presentation. Digby McLaren, president of the Royal Society, has referred my scenario to other scientists for review. Heading: Ecosystems and Environmental Refugees. We receive grants for the 13 classes, 6 classes on 2 levels, that we teach as our employer-based education program. Our classes are on the subjects of ecosystems and wildlife and forestry conservation. We deal with the biosphere, the atmosphere, the hydrosphere, planning and strategy, observation and measurement, and nutrition. Pollution is an implied subject. Much, if not most, of our material is not treated in any university or college. When we filed our impact statement with the Ministry of Skills Development, we listed environmental refugees as the number one impact. This is now a very important federal issue. The journal, this past week, discussed immigration and refugees. They didn't really discuss environmental refugees. Canada is a natural target. Heading: The Changing Atmosphere Conference. Mr. G.D., another member of the domain staff, and I were two of the 300-some participants from 46 countries who participated in the Changing Atmosphere Conference in late June. I include the conference statement foreword, summary, and issues, as highly relevant. I believe our invitation to the Changing Atmosphere Conference was offered because of the convening the Jakob Stedel Conference in May and producing the Jakob Stedel Declaration. I was the convener. Elizabeth May, the former senior policy advisor for Tom MacMillan, was a co-participant with Stuart Hill, Digby McLaren, John McLennan, myself, and others in a session held on Parliament Hill on June 15th. She heard my presentation on the changing atmosphere and pollution. She and or Tom MacMillan were responsible for us becoming full participants in the conference. Heading: Danger, Urgency, and Action. No Economy Without Ecology. Please heed the title statement from the Jakob Stedel Declaration. Danger, Urgency, and Action. No Economy Without Ecology. I enclose the 14-point declaration and the accompanying press release for you to read and heed, especially during the election campaign. Heading: Everything Supported, but Certain Issues More Urgent. Everything we stated in May in the Jakob Stedel Declaration has been supported by scientific developments and the breaking news. Not only has everything been supported, but certain issues are even more urgent and more consequential than we estimated. Heading: Prime Ministers Respond. I received a response from Prime Minister Mulroney. Word was passed through the High Commission's office of President Mitterrand's response. I also received a response from Prime Minister Thatcher. We enclosed copies of each and copies of certain news items related to Prime Minister Thatcher's response. Heading: As threatening as an enemy army at our borders. Canada must be as responsive to the environmental crisis as the United Kingdom, or more so. Remember the statement of Prime Minister Brundtland and the Brundtland Commission report that the situation with the environment is as threatening as an enemy army at our borders. The rising ocean levels are at our borders. The earlier and greater effects at high latitudes are very relevant to us. The earliest impact of global warming upon the Arctic relates to Canada. Environmental refugees are at our borders. Heading: A Comparative Security Problem. I suggest strategically that we realize the comparative security problem and that we redeploy the kind of resources being directed to military concerns to environmental concerns, even and especially during this election campaign. That strategy may make all the difference between a perceived weakness in party policy and an alert, informed policy on such a critical situation as global climate, the context for every human activity, for human health, for development, for economics, for all. Kindest regards, Z. Charnot, Executive Officer of Administration, Domain Ecodynamics Research Foundation. And the enclosures listed are forward, summary, and issues from the conference statement, the Jakob Stedel Declaration and press release, Prime Minister Thatcher's letter to us, C.D. Powell, her public response as reported in New Scientist, Prime Minister Mulroney's response, Honored Life, written by Z. Charnot, How the Heat Trap Will Wreak Ecological Havoc, a newspaper article, and Freedom From, To, Of, For, and With, by Z. Charnot.